right now at on my screen, and this is a picture of a petrol station in Tralee, Kelleher's in Rathass, who this morning have put up a picture on their petrol pumps. Customer notice, fuel currently unavailable due to the ongoing strike related disruptions. Fuel deliveries are postponed. We apologise for the inconvenience. And they have turned off their petrol sign at Rathass in Tralee. It's one of the biggest petrol stations in the county, one of the busiest petrol stations in the county. And that underlines where we are at the moment with regards to the third day of the fuel depot protests. There's now a protest outside the Whitegate refinery, the only refinery in the country, Foynes, the docks in Galway, and those three depots are responsible for 50% of the fuel coming in to the country. We're getting reports from several other petrol stations that things are running low because of the delay and the blockade. The announcement this morning, as you heard in their news, in relation to protests and the blockade, is that the Minister for Justice has said that the Army and the Defence Forces are going to be called in this morning. It's understood the Defence Forces have yet to receive a formal request from authorities to intervene in the protests. Senior officers were taken by surprise, apparently, according to the Irish Times this morning, by the announcement, as there had been no previous discussion of using military assets. I can only imagine, I'm only guessing here, is that why the Army needs to be brought in is nothing severe in terms of weaponry. It's the actual physical machinery and infrastructure that would be needed to move a lorry or move a tractor blocking a gate. That's my guess as to what is going on. Sources are telling the Irish Times, reporting this morning, that the role of Defence Forces is likely to be limited to deploying army engineering vehicles to remove large vehicles. This includes vehicles used in the recovery of armoured personnel carriers. So that's what the situation is. There are slow moving protests again this morning around several towns and cities. Reports from Carlow, Kildare and Offaly. Major disruption again reported on motorways, with some lanes or entire roads closed. A number of different places and people are reporting those things. So the rubber is really starting to hit the road in terms of this protest and this crisis. And the fact that fuel is going to be running low and has run out on at least one petrol station in Kerry today. If you have any reports from where you are as to what you're experiencing, either from the delays in traffic or the delays in getting in and about to your business or to appointments, let us know on the programme. Let us know your eyes and ears on the ground, and we'll try and bring you the details of what's happening with regards to it. I'd imagine something will be happening at some stage today in terms of physically removing protesters from the oil depots. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme this morning. With me on the line to talk about more detail now, I have independent councillor for the Kenmare Municipal District on Kerry County Council, and that is Dan McCarthy, and I also have Fianna Fáil TD for Kerry, Michael Cahill. Good morning to both of you. And Dan, listen, I'll start with you. You have a petrol station in Kenmare Town. How are you getting on this morning with supplies?
I was doing grand. It was about a half an hour ago until our supplier rang us, and we've about enough of diesel for about a day and a half. And he can't promise or guarantee when we're going to get the next load. So that'll tell you how serious it is now, Jerry.
Yeah.
He can't say when we'll get the next load. Because they have nothing in stock. So that'll just tell you the seriousness of what's going on.
Yeah.
And like, if we don't have diesel, we can't sell it, and we can't keep the people in motion, the people that don't know, they want to go about their daily work. So look, I'd call on the government to come back and convene and try to get it sorted, and trying to get something. Like, we all know what's going on, this carbon tax and the cost of it. Like, I've seen myself for the last 3 or 4 weeks, every time you get a lot, it's gone up 5 or 6 cents. And you just don't know. Like, but the biggest trouble now is we can't get it for the people.
And that problem then will only, I'd imagine, be accelerated today because of the concern that's out there that people will, that stations will run out. So that's inevitably going to lead to a rush to try and get everyone on the road and keep themselves on the road. And that's going to speed things up, I'd imagine, for the fear of not having petrol this time tomorrow. Isn't that the reason? Yeah, like, it's That's it.
That's the bottom line. Like we're looking at people delivering milk, people delivering bread. Like if we can't keep the diesel and petrol to these vans and lorries that are delivering, like the whole thing is coming to a standstill. Like we have the farmers. Then I think the whole thing was that the water haulers and then the farmers, they got when the 20 cents were taken off by the government, they got a real insult of taking off 2 cents after that diesel. And like we're coming into a seriously busy time of the year now, and if we don't have the diesel and if we can't get the diesel, like it's going to be serious, Jerry. And you know, I think we're hitting for a serious crisis if the government don't come back and try to reconvene and try to put a capping on the price of the diesel and the price of petrol, put a cap on it and hold it at that, because like it's jumping up every week, is going up.
Stay with me on the line to talk more about this. We've got Michael Cahill, TD for Fianna Fáil, on the line. Michael, what's your view on what's happening this morning and just how serious this is getting?
Jerry, look, it's deeply worrying now, and it's an extremely serious development overnight, and I honestly didn't realise about the defence forces being called in, like until you told me yourself earlier this morning. I subsequently looked at media reports there, and I see that it was the Gardaí that requested the assistance of the defence forces, and obviously the Minister for Justice sanctioned that. Look, I suppose if I could say at the outset, like, I had received numerous calls and emails, etc., I in my office and staff, in regards to the issues faced by hauliers and contractors, etc., and indeed other, people involved in different other forms of employment. And I was fully aware of their anger in regards to all of this, the government have consistently said that, and they were meeting with the representative organisations, and I thought that was fair enough, Jerry. They'd agreed to meet again today. I mean, the idea, to be honest, I think the idea of blocking, the likes of Whitegate Refinery, where they store up to 40% of our fuel, I thought that was outrageous. Like, you were bringing every other person into this protest. And, like, as Dan said there, he got a call this morning in regard, he's only fuel for the next day and a half or so. I'm hearing that there's places in Clogden were running out yesterday evening or indeed early today. So that's going to be the case right across the county, I think the protesters have kind of done themselves harm as well. It's all very well to, everyone blames the government all the time. The government of the day is responsible for everything all the time. But in this case, you're after dividing our people. I was looking at my emails there coming in since Saturday morning when it was realised about the army being brought in and that the disruption getting to and from work and medical appointments and all of that yesterday. You're after dividing people. You're putting the public against each other now. And, I was interviewed by you already, Jerry, and I know that the measures were, obviously they weren't happy with them, but the government did introduce 250 million, in targeted supports. I know it only meant, and it was swallowed up with increases since, 20 cents on diesel and 15 cents on petrol. I was personally very, very disappointed with the agricultural diesel, the 2 or 3%, whichever you want to call it. But, there's a way and a means of protesting, and if the protesting wasn't working, then by all means, then let people up the ante. But, we saw on national news there, the disruption to the Lewis and Dublin bus, etc., a girl going to college, people with medical appointments and all of that. These were being interviewed on national television, these people that were saying that. This is deeply worrying and it needs to be addressed, as Dan says, in a proper manner.
Well, I was talking to a petrol station owner this morning about the fuel situation, and mm-hmm. he made the point to me that it's not just fuel, if the fuel stops or if it runs out, then the food stops being delivered to the shelves of supermarkets.
But it's a vicious circle. We rely on fuel for everything. We rely on transport for everything. Everything is connected, Gerry. And Dan mentioned it there about the bread and meat suppliers and all of that. Everything is connected here, and it drives up the prices of everything. And we're seeing that already. For a long time there, I hear my own wife saying, our country has got very expensive, and if we're to broaden the topic here, she's making the point to me, it seems to be kind of guess your price now, I think there needs to be more control in pricing, and that's a general comment now, Gerry. But more specifically, we have to deal with the issue at hand,
Is this the best way to deal with it, though, Michael? Bring in the defence forces, bring in the Gardaí, force to be moving the protesters. They're making a request to meet, and the government are saying no to that. What's wrong with meeting? If you meet them, they'll go home.
They have met, and they are meeting, and have agreed to meet. The national representative organisation.
Yeah, but not the pro. See, this is the issue again, and it's an issue for the protesters for the government. That's not the protesters. They're not represented by any. They may be members of those groups, but it's not the protesters.
The protesters have organisations too that they're members of, and why don't they allow? If the GAA had a problem, it's the GAA you need. The government in need, or if the soccer crowd had a problem, it's the FEI, or if it's the farmers, it's the IFA, the ICMSA, and so on, or the HSE, you'd meet whatever section of it or department of it, and that's the way things always worked. If the negotiations then were failing, of course, let them up the ante in regards to the protest, but what I'm really saying here, it's alarming to me, to hear the idea of here in our country, the idea of the defence forces being brought in. But look, large vehicles were blocking access to major critical infrastructure, such as the Whitegate refineries I already mentioned. You're going to bring everything to halt. There was an individual on the news yesterday evening and last night saying that they were going to block every airport and seaport and everything. You can't have people running off and doing whatever they like. I've no problem with people protesting. People are entitled to protest. They always protested. Only I think that they should have gone through the proper channels here. I'm anxious, and I do believe that this will be brought to a satisfactory conclusion. But this is not the way.
The problem
with Dublin, they say you've these leftists and so on and so forth, and all needs to happen is somebody to ignite something for their own special reasons, and they are there, and I think we saw some of it on social media clippages yesterday evening and last night, and there was abuse being hurled at different people and political representatives. And
Paul
so
Morphy,
so
there is also a known far-right element to some of the protests in Dublin as well. That's the concern as to how many different groups, who they are, what they want is an issue.
Extreme people, I saw that stuff with Paul Murphy, and I understand why people would be hurling abuse at Paul Murphy too, but look, this seemed to be a very volatile situation, that's extremely worrying. I think the real reason that the defence forces are being brought in is to make sure there's access to the main refinery there in Whitegate and other critical infrastructure to ensure the likes of Dan McCarthy and other people that sell diesel and petrol and to the public and to everyone involved in deliveries. You're interfering with everyone's job here now at this stage, and you're going to divide our people, and that's the last thing I want. We don't want a rural versus urban situation here, but urban people do need transport as well. So it's difficult. There's no, and worrying. And look, you know, hopefully things won't escalate during the day or this evening. But I'm on to the Taoiseach and my senior ministers on a regular basis in regards to this. Like, and they're fully aware of how serious the situation is, as are, you know, all the TVs, to be fair about it. And I'm with the people on this. Like,
Should the Dáil have not been resumed? Were Sinn Féin not right about this, given how serious it's got now? Should the Dáil have not been recalled this week?
I suppose, everything was unfolding. They don't even, I was flicking through channels there of different nations and different countries there yesterday evening and last night, and indeed previous evenings and nights as well, Gerry. And they don't know in the States what's unfolding. They don't know in Iran themselves what's happening. I mean, how in the name of God are we going to know here exactly what's happening? And, I mean, the price of the Battle of Oil came down yesterday again, like, you know, so it has been up and down, but by and large going up, and like, and we are paying the price. There are measures, certainly, that the government can take, and I believe that they will take them, but it needs to be done in an orderly fashion, like, and this idea, you know, I'm very disappointed to even hear the idea of the notion of the defence forces being
I think that's mainly, and it's not kind of a tough arm tactic. It's basically because they're the ones who have the engineering capability of lifting the machines and the lorries and the five axles and the tractors that are blocking. That's the only reason they're being brought in. The Gardaí don't have the machinery to physically lift them. That's my guess about it.
Yeah, I think, and I hope you're right. I'm a member of the fisheries committee there as well. I've had fishermen and fishing organisations on just about the price of fuel as well. Yeah. It affects everyone. I just wanted to make that point. And everyone has been dragged into this now. But why cut off the supply to the general public as part of your protest?
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Jerry. It's all very well, and I'm not trying to overtalk you there now, but it's all very well until something very, very serious happens. And what about if an ambulance or if somebody's been rushed to hospital can't get there in time?
Yeah,
that can happen quite easily if roads are blocked and all of that. You know?
Okay, all right. Dan, what would you like to happen briefly?
I'd like them to meet and discuss it. And I think what Deputy Cahill is saying there, like, it must be sorted. It must be sorted in a manner that everyone, like, there's some people, they'll stay protesting every day of the week for everything. But there's people that want a loaf of bread tomorrow and want a pint of milk tomorrow. If it's a couple of cents dearer, they have to get it. But, like, if we're going to block every road and block the whole place, I think the government should get rid of the carbon tax. Will that do, or will there be protesting again tomorrow? That's the bottom line. And will there be supplies of petrol and diesel in the county for the weekend? That's the way to look at it. Because we're more rural than anywhere, Jerry. And it's more important, like, for us to have diesel and petrol in rural areas. Like, we have a bus inside in the city, and we can get to where we want to go. But if we want to get from Sinn Féin Mayor, from Sinn Féin Cillán there, around the Ring of Kerry. Like, it's all transport. If the diesel and petrol in the filling stations, like, the whole thing is just stopped, and that's it.
It's
and
game over.
What's going to happen then?
We're going to have to leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks for giving us your view, both of you, this morning, and talk to us about it. If you have a view on that, get in touch with your own story from around the county. Get in touch with us as well. Lots of your comments, understandably, coming in relation to this, as petrol stations run low on supplies. And as we said, one petrol station in Tralee is out of petrol and diesel this morning as a result. But we're talking now about the critical supplies of petrol and diesel, which are running out in petrol stations because of the three-day blockade of refineries and fuel depots. One of them at Fines, another one in the docks in Galway, and the Whitegates refinery in Cork. and the implications of that for petrol stations. One petrol station, Kelleher's in Rathaas Tralee, is out of fuel and has a sign up saying the same this morning to people. And there are comments coming in from a number of different political leaders this morning. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has been speaking in the last couple of minutes and has said that people are under a lot of pressure. Clearly, the impacts have been very severe on people and industry, he said. Regarding global development, he said the government kept the economy going during previous crises such as the COVID pandemic. In response to a question as to whether the government is listening to the suffering with price increases, Micheál Martin said the government is listening to proposals which have been sent to them in a very constructive way. And Micheál Martin has also said that much of the protest has involved attacking and disrupting without any engagement with government. This is a divisive nature of this protest. It's not something that was initiated by government in any shape or form. We're negotiating with a whole range of groups, he added, saying that blockading motorways and access to fuel depots is not the way forward. And he has said it is beyond any logical comprehension. He was very taken aback yesterday when he heard that Whitegate was being blocked. He couldn't comprehend it. For people who said they were concerned about the price of fuel to now be denying people access to fuel is beyond any logical comprehension. He said there's no clear central focus either to the protests. This is the difficulty here. We work through proper consultation with properly constituted organisations like the Irish Road Haulage Association. This involved in a very wildcat manner. There's no one clear focus in terms of one group. We heard one spokesperson on Con Street this morning saying he had no hand, act or part in what was happening in Foynes or Whitegate. I was being interviewed on Morning Ireland this morning. That was John Dallin, who was a representative that was put forward as one of four to possibly meet with the government. And he informed the interviewer that he couldn't call off the protests at the fuel depots because he had nothing to do with them. And that underlines, I would imagine, the difficulties that are there when it comes to dealing with this situation. A couple of your comments. Don't blame the protesters. It's very galling to be putting diesel and petrol in your car or heating oil in your tank and know that the government are getting over 50% of the cost out of your pocket in tax. Enough is enough. Unfortunately, the fuel protests are starting to sound like they've been hijacked, and some of those interviewed are speaking like far-right, anti-government, everything people. We heard that kind of talk before. The Dublin riots previously. The caller is worried and feels we are in very dangerous ground. Another listener says, if Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil lose the farmers, they'll lose their chance of being elected again, regardless of fuel prices changing. This has done some damage to both parties. And the listener says, surprised at Michael Cahill. He needs to remember the farming is the backbone of this country. All they're asking is for the government to meet them. It's not too much to ask. Farmers and contractors are at their wits' end, says another listener. Well, with me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Sinn Féin TD for Cork East, Pat Buckley. Pat, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Gerry, and thanks for having me on.
What's your view on where things are at now with the petrol stations running dry?
Well, as you're aware, Whitegate Oil Refinery is in my area. It's only down the road about 7 miles from me. The situation, we're in a catch-22, and I've listened to what you said about some of your callers there in comments, and whether you're left, centre, far right, whatever, right? The situation here is we have ornery families, ornery workers that have been pinned to the collar for the last maybe 2.5 years. We've had a 9.6 billion magical budget that benefited nobody. And then you had the ongoing war crisis, and now you have the escalating fuel prices. And I genuinely think that people have enough. And I've listened to comments from some hauliers, from farmers, where suicides have taken place. I've spoken to a relative of mine who lives a very, very, very long way away from Ireland, who actually said to me this morning that it was a sad day for Ireland. The big problem we have here, Gerry, is we have a government that is more reactive than proactive. Like, we in Sinn Féin have been calling for a cost of living package for years now. We fought them in the budget to get more reliefs. We've asked for get rid of the carbon tax. And I see one of your listeners said there that what government take? Government takes 65% in tax from every litre of petrol or diesel that you put into your machine. It's crazy. And now I was checking out this morning. I see in France and Greece have announced between 70 million and 300 million, respectively, in subsidies for industry, farming and transport. And we in Ireland, with this government, our solution is let's be reactive again and we'll call in the army. I understand where they're coming from when it comes to frustration.
Have they not done something, though, Pat? 4 million a day is the cost of the state of the reduction in excise, and they're keeping it under review, and they're actually running it for much longer than places like France and other countries, and Germany in particular.
Jerry, you must remember one thing. We have a massive surplus in this country, an absolute massive surplus in this country, right? And secondly, this is taxpayers' money. Micheál Martin doesn't own it, or Leo Varadkar, or whoever, you know, was there beforehand. They don't own that money. It's taxpayers' money. A government is supposed to be representative of its people. And I've listened to comments, and I've listened to all yours. Yes, it can be kind of fractured, but I didn't hear anyone demanding we want 50 cent off a litre. We want kerosene cut in half. All they wanted was to sit down with those who are responsible for this in government and have their voices.
That's an interesting point to make, Pat, on that. Just on that issue, you're saying, and there's people saying, look, just sit down, what's harm in a meeting, they'll stop the protest, right? There's two issues emerging with that. Number one is one of the leaders being put forward by this group, and it's a disparate group that organised online, separate to the representative organisations, said this morning on national radio that he couldn't call off the protests in Whitegate or in Fines because he had no control over it. So what's the point of meeting with leadership of an organisation that can't control the protest, number one? And number two can you answer this question on the central issue of this? Notwithstanding the pain that people are in and the pressure these people are under and they've been moved to do this, closing off the fuel depots and draining the petrol stations of the country dry with all the implications, that's like putting an economic gun to the government's head. If the government respond to that and say, yes, we'll give us a meeting, just please clear the way and let the fuel flow, has that not set a very dangerous precedent for all other future protests on whatever issue might come up?
Jerry, I would agree with you there, but the problem is, right, this is, again, is twofold. It should never have come to this. This is the problem. That's what I'm saying. And you're on about factions and, you know, you can't bring people to the table. Go back to the Good Friday Agreement when you had what you had in the six counties, when you had all factions and some would come to the table and others wouldn't. Eventually, they all have to come to the table and sit down. And you know, it's only through dialogue. People are suffering. I am very worried as well. We have the fire service, our National Ambulance Service, you know, all of emergency services, our public transport. There's a lot of vital services here, and that definitely sets a dangerous precedent. But again, if the government had been more proactive and listened to people, we wouldn't be in this situation. I've seen it. My background was in mental health, right? I was a spokesperson for mental health. I've seen it for years. You tell them what's coming down the road, they ignore it. And then when it actually happens, when the stuff hits the fan, they scratch their head and go, God almighty, how did that happen? Again, being reactive instead of proactive. I mean, look, let's be honest, right? It's an emergency time. And sometimes in emergencies, you have to take emergency measures. But like, as we said, I shouldn't be talking to you here on the phone. We should be above inside in the Dáil now debating this.
Yeah, do you think it was a mistake not to recall the Dáil this week?
Absolutely. Jerry, I'm very honoured and privileged to be in the position I'm in. I didn't get into this to be popular. I got into it to represent the people that had no voice. And you can hear my voice now. Because that's what you're supposed to do when you're in public office. We are servers of the people. Not the other way around, not self-servers. We're supposed to be servers of the people. We should be a very proud nation. We have the best people on the planet, and yet this is the way we treat them. We could see what was coming down the road. They've been told over and over and over again that the crap is going to hit the fan. You need to come up with a plan. And they don't. And when I heard Micheál Martin
they did come up with a plan. They cut the excise. But you're saying it's not enough. How much should they have cut it by? And how much would that cost? And how long would it go on for?
Jerry, time frame is dependent on what the current situation is. The cost should be irrelevant because the cost-benefit of this is, right?
Irrelevant.
In the situation. No, well, listen to me now. At the moment, because what is happening now is you're going to find that without the government actually reacting now and not being proactive, right, what you're going to have, if this escalates even further, shops, It's already happened at the forecourts, right?
Yeah.
Shops,
yeah.
Everything, all your products that you need, that majority of it is carried by land, rail, sea in this country, right? It's not going to move.
No.
And then we're going to be in a deeper problem. And again, we'll be going back and saying the old cliche, we hate to say we told you so, but we told you so.
Yeah,
and
but see, I understand what you're saying, Pat, but are you not then legitimising what the protesters are doing? They're breaking the law.
Not.
It's against the law to block public roads under the Road Traffic Act. And even aside from the roads, stopping the fuel depots and threatening the food supplies of the people of Ireland to get your way or to demand a meeting, is that not fundamentally legitimising what, as the Taoiseach has said, a wildcat action? Unsanctioned, no organisation behind it, just random people going up there and blocking things off and demanding we want this, this and this, and to hell with the consequences. Are you not legitimising that by saying
no, Jerry,
the government should act?
Look, there's an old saying in our job, right? You listen to two sides of the story and somewhere in the middle is the truth, right? So we have at the moment is we have two massive reactions, okay? Those are all blocking and it is very, very dangerous, and I agree with you there, right? But there's always those that are responsible and that can actually sort this. And I mean, as I said, let's reconvene the Dáil as soon as possible. Even if they said to us, right, let's be there in the next 3 hours. Let's go up. Let's come up with a plan, a collective plan. We're all supposed to be representing those on the ground. It is a very, very dangerous situation at the moment. But when people are pinned to the collar, I take it this hasn't been, you know, taken lightly. I mean, they know people that are out in this protest and stuff that there is consequences. It's a magical thing that where there's an action, there's an instant reaction. But people are pinned to their collars. I mean, we haven't even seen any of the fishers going out yet. Where are they going to get their diesel? How can they make a living? So, I mean, I do think the best way here, Jerry, forward is you need to get all stakeholders that are willing to sit around the table to sit down and do it. And those
again,
who don't want
doing,
to join,
they're doing all that. They're meeting hauliers today. They're meeting them today and they're saying they're going to come up with a package. But
hopefully,
the hauliers aren't stopping fuel getting into the country, is the issue.
Jerry, I don't have control over that. If the government can come out and actually come up with a comprehensive plan or a comprehensive action or a comprehensive solution or answer that will alleviate this and say, look, stop what you're doing immediately. We'll come to the table immediately. And we'll start in dialogue instead of starting protests. It's the only way forward.
Yeah. And you wouldn't be worried if they do that. If they say, right, we'll meet whatever four representatives, just please call it. You wouldn't be worried about the next issue. Whatever it is, the next crisis, whatever group decides, let's say, for instance, it was a far-right organised protest over something
like immigration,
that they closed off a few depots.
But sure, we've had them, and as I said,
we haven't had them stopping fuel coming into the country.
No, we haven't. But I mean, you're speculating. No, you're actually. Pardon
well,
the pun.
That's
the
something
fire.
The government has to be concerned about. Surely, if you set a precedent, then you have to live by it afterwards. You have to say, well, we did it for this crowd. We'll have to do it for this crowd too.
Let's see what happens. As I said, let's try and be proactive on this, and hopefully try and come up with a solution. And I mean, at least that way. At least that way we'll be moving forward, not moving backwards.
Not
and at the moment,
backwards.
We're static. And it's very, very, it is getting very, very dangerous at the moment.
Yeah. Okay, Pat, listen, thanks for giving us your time this morning. We'll see
not
what happens.
Not a bother, Jerry. Thank you very much.
That's Sinn Féin TD for Cork East, Pat Buckley, 7 miles down the road from Whitegate, where the only refinery in the country, where protesters are blocking off access and egress and all of those sort of things. And that's where part of the reason why we are aware. What's your view on what he had to say of the government not being proactive enough on this issue and not seeing this coming down the line and taking action before the situation that we're in this morning? We're being told that petrol station forecourts between Castle Island and Tralee absolutely jointed, traffic forming at ones in Tralee and petrol station queues forming at other petrol stations as well, and on it'll go through the day, I would imagine, the longer that this goes on for. If you have a view for us on any of that, get in touch with us on the programme. For your own story in your own area, get in touch and we'll keep an eye on what's happening with the protests and the blockades. Michael Walsh is with me on the line. Michael Walsh from Castle Island of the Irish Rural Association. Michael, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Morning, Jerry. How are you?
No, yeah, good. Very good, Michael. You were in Dublin on Tuesday, I know, at the start of all of this. What's your view on what's happening this morning? You're not at a protest this morning, but what's your view on what's happening this morning?
I was there Tuesday night, Jerry. I went up late, came home late. Mood is good up there. There's a will to stay there, Johnny.
Clearly there is.
Yeah, there is a will to stay there, Johnny. I know, I didn't hear much of your show this morning. This was the first time in a long time I hadn't listened to the whole show. But there's names being bellowed around here that they're representing us. Well, if you go back in time, go back to the beef protests, where we had the Septon Farm Organisation representing us, we had a head battle at those lines, and when we finished up, we were to be laid that there was people who wanted to represent us. They didn't represent us. They left us down again. Same organisation are now on about a rebate that we should accept that. We're not going to accept a rebate. Nowhere in the world accept a rebate. Rebate is no good. Waste of time. If you have more than 15 trucks, you won't get a rebate. That's not much good to the man drawn out of a quarry, drawn into a house, drawn anything with his daughter. So there's rebates only for the big fella again.
So you think what's happening this morning is correct and right, Michael? Blockading the fuel depots.
100%, Johnny. Because this government needs to realise that we are green, white and gold. And we're not any other colour. Yesterday, you see the three government ministers coming out. It reminded me of Trump, Rubinho, whatever his name is, and their lady spokesperson. We are here. We're going to dominate. They're not going to win this one, Joey.
Okay. What do you mean by them being like Trump and Rubio and whoever else you're referring to there?
They came out as if they're our true leaders. They're not our true leaders, Julia.
Hold on. Why aren't they our true leaders? They were elected by the people of Ireland in a parliamentary election, which was free and fair to everyone who wanted to vote for everyone. The numbers added up. They put a coalition together. So how can you say now that the election was only November 2024? How can you say now they're not our true leaders?
Carbon tax is the problem here, and that can be done away with.
No, I understand that, Michael, but I'm just asking you, are you saying the Taoiseach isn't legitimately the Taoiseach of the country?
Sure, when you have the country in a crisis like we have now, and he can do something about it with a stroke of a pen, they're getting 1.2 billion every year, probably since the carbon tax came in, and it's increasing. He could just give us a break for 3 months. A quarter of 1.2 million is 1.2 billion.
I understand that point you're making, Michael, but I just have to go back to that point you made about Micheál Martin not being the true leader of the country. Would you like to maybe retract that or qualify it a little bit?
I won't retract it, Julie.
Don't accept the results of the election of November 2024?
Sorry, I don't accept the results
of the election.
When you have a Taoiseach up there that is supposed to look after the people of this country.
Michael, I understand that, but I'm just trying to understand where you're coming from, and maybe this is some of the mentality of perhaps what's driving this. It's the non-acceptance of the democratically elected government of the country. You're saying they're not legitimate. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying I'm legitimate, Jolly.
I thought that's what you were saying.
No, Jolly, sorry if I gave you the wrong impression. Okay. What I was trying to say, and if you can leave me finish, sure. 1.2 billion on carbon taxes. If they just dropped that 1.2 billion, or dropped it for 3 months, which is roughly 300 million, there would be no protest in Dublin today. If they met the people that organised this, and that above there, and talk to them. But they won't talk to them. They want to talk to
the Hauliers, the IFA, the ICMSA, the Irish Hill Industry Farmers, all of those different groups.
The IFA are going with a rebate, which I think is totally
wrong, as you said, it's no good. Let me put this point to you, Michael. Micheál Martin, in the last couple of minutes, has said that the protests have gone far beyond the pale. He has said a gun cannot be put to the head of government, is what he said. And he's asking the protesters to reflect on what they're doing by blocking the fuel and draining the fuel of every poor court in the country. What's your response to that? That they can't respond when something as serious as this is done?
Micheál Martin has got an option, hasn't he? Speak to Christopher Duffy, speak to a few more. But he won't do that because they're not a recognised organisation. Well, he's wrong there. but the contract of Ireland are recognised. And if the contract of Ireland, or if the government want to talk to someone regarding their status to talk, Michael Fitzmaurice is up there. Why don't they say, Michael, come in, we'll have a chat here and we'll sort this out. Micheál Martin will not do that.
Does Michael Fitzmaurice, though, and the Contractors of Ireland represent all of the people who are doing the protesting this morning? Because one of the, John Dollard, who was one of the most spokespersons, who was put forward as a spokesperson for the protest, he said on live radio this morning that he couldn't call off the protest at Whitegates or at Foynes, that it wasn't within his power. That's part of the problem, surely, isn't it? If you can't find who's in charge, shall we say.
This is not one organisation, Jerry. This is multiples of people on their own, showing their frustration at what's going on. When, and I will go back to this again with you, when it can be sorted in one phone call, come, send your representative to meet us, and we will talk. Get rid of the carbon tax.
Are you talking to any of those who were on the protest this morning, Michael? Are you in touch with any of them, either in Foynes or anywhere?
I wasn't talking to anyone in Foynes. I was talking to a few in Dublin.
Yes.
They're not leaving.
They're going to be in for the whole poll. They're going to stay. They're not going to listen to anyone asking them to stand down.
I'm sorry, because they have bills to pay. They have mortgages to pay. They have tractors to pay. On a more serious note, they produce food for farmers. They help produce food for farmers. They have to go out there. They have to cut their silage to feed their cows. And
yeah.
They're not going to leave those people down.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Michael, finally, what would you say to the argument that this move, and the Taoiseach described it as beyond the pale, he described it as putting an economic gun or a gun to the government's head, making a demand. If the government were to give in and give a meeting to this representative group or the people who represent them or the four candidates put forward, what would you say to the concern that that would set a dangerous precedent for this country? That every time somebody has a gripe, every time some organisation has an issue, they'll say, well, what we'll do is we'll just block off the oil depots, get a few tractors in there, block them off, and we'll get our demands met.
Yeah, I can see that point as well, Jolly, but the thing about it here is, this is the most serious thing that has ever come up. We have got a lot of protests, and you've seen a lot of protests yourself. The government will just turn their back on you. They must realise that the people of Ireland are suffering, and I mean really suffering. You know this as well, you've well highlighted it. If Micheál Martin is not willing to meet any of those, this protest is staying.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Michael, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks for giving us your view on it. That's Michael Walsh, who was up at the protest on Tuesday night in Dublin, saying they're not for turning and not for moving. With me on the line to talk a bit more about this now, we've got Deirdre Ferris, Sinn Féin councillor on Kerry County Council. Deirdre, good morning to you, and thanks for taking time to talk to us in the programme this morning. This situation is getting, I suppose, more serious by the hour in terms of people trying to get petrol and diesel for their cars. You work in the health service. I mean, what's the impact been like there on appointments and people trying to, you know, nurses and doctors trying to get to work, but people trying to make their appointments as well?
Morning, Gerry. Morning to all your listeners. I suppose, firstly, I should say that the government have completely lost control of the situation. You know that by the threats they've made this morning by bringing in the army. I think they have gone into hiding initially, hoping it would pass, and that public pressure, the likes of questions about people being put at a disadvantage or delayed going anywhere is being pitted, where they are essentially pitting the general public who are affected by the protests against the protesters instead of actively dealing with why they're protesting. As for working in UHK at the moment, we have been fairly unimpacted, so to speak, because there has been very little blockages in and around the Tralee area. Our people coming to Tralee might be slightly delayed behind tractors on the road, but that was about it. I understand that it is much more difficult up and around the country, but it is my understanding from those I have spoken to, and I was on the phone with some people this morning who were part of this protest, that it is not their intent to block up roads, that they are leaving free traffic movement, but they are blocking the port in Foynes and blocking other areas, but leaving emergency services and free flowing where they can. So yeah. But I do believe, Gerry, that the entirety of this has just escalated from day one because of a failure of our government to acknowledge the absolute hardship on absolutely everybody, Gerry. It is not just about Michael, who you just spoke to, who is part of the hauliers or the contract agricultural sector, who are massively impacted in their ability to do jobs or even to take on work because they cannot afford to operate. It is more than the fishermen who cannot put diesel in their boats to get out the door. It is about the ordinary homeowners who are severely impacted by the massive rising costs of not only petrol and diesel in a very rural country where a lot of rural living, where transport and vehicles are necessary, but also basic homes.
And half of the people in those countries, the people who can get out now, are queuing up at petrol stations as we speak all over the county in long lines, yes, reminiscent of the 1970s, because of the actions of these protesters. Have they not gone too far, the protesters, by blocking the depots now?
And that kind of narrative is why we have such an issue where protesters are targeted and blamed for the cause of the problem.
No, it's not a narrative. It's a reality. I've seen pictures. People are sending me pictures of long lines at petrol stations, and also the reality that at least one, if not more, petrol have run dry. Kelleher's and Tralee don't have petrol diesel this morning. That's the underground reality of the...
I 100% appreciate that, I do. And when I spoke to the protesters in Point, I wanted to understand from their perspective. Please tell me exactly what it is. What difficulties are you... What is the cause of your need to be up there for 3 days straight away from your families blocking this off? Because I'm a union member, Gerry. I've stood on picket lines in the past. Yes, working picket lines. But I need to understand. And I spoke to them. Gerry, they cannot afford to put their truck out on the road. They are small, independent operators who are not going to benefit, as Michael just said before me, from the rebates that the government have negotiated with the IHRU, which only 50% of the hauliers in this country are representative of. The small, independent agricultural contractors are going to see no benefit or no supports whatsoever. The tiny tokenism gesture of a reduction in petrol and diesel costs is nothing. The government are benefiting massively to the tune of 60 to 65% on every litre of petrol and diesel that is put into somebody's car or vehicle of some kind. They have an opportunity.
And you believe that justifies the blockade of fuel getting into the country and petrol stations running dry? You think that's fair game now?
I wouldn't say it's fair game, Gerry, but I think these people have been pushed to this because the government has failed from day one to actively engage with every representative body. You have highlighted this morning different ports that have different groupings around it. They have the IHRU, which is only representative of 50% of the hauliers in this country. Go to and get a representative from every single port. They've also got hundreds of TDs
in the country who are actively representing. You're a councillor. There's opposition parties who are all having their say, all contacting government and talking about it. They're meeting with several different organisations today in relation to it.
The dog's not sitting. The doll's not sitting. They have refused to recall the doll for this crisis.
But the government aren't meeting with organisations today.
But they're not meeting with the oppositions who are the representative spokespeople. Mm. Are they? They're not. They're meeting with a select group of people because they're in hiding, Gerry. They're trying to wait it out in the background. They're trying to see public pressure come up against the protesters and those doing the blockades to pit people against one another. The old adage as it goes is divide and conquer, divide and rule, Gerry. They have failed significantly. They have been the most embarrassing I have ever seen the state, to be fair, to hide away as they have done and to pit people against each other. Let me ask you this,
Deirdre. You mentioned being on a picket and being a member of a union. And that's organised and has been organised for good reason in relation to how unions protest, and there's strict laws around it, agreed by unions and government in a functioning democracy. You're saying that this is kind of along the same lines.
I was drawing parallels between...
That's what I'm saying. You're drawing parallels between being protest and being pushed to protest. But the General Secretary of the Irish Congress Trade Unions, Owen Reedy, has talked about the double standards in Ireland in the way union protests are treated compared with those of farmers. His comments came as the Minister for Transport said it was not acceptable. People weren't being allowed to go about their daily lives. I've been involved in many public transport disputes over the years. And we have a ballot we have to ballot our members from industrial action, serve 7 days' notice, and ultimately, if we don't do that, the High Court can injunct the disputes and sequester union funds. But it seems farmers and businesses and contractors, because the hauliers are business, can do as they please. Something was happening in Middle Ireland, he said, and it's a lunatic in the White House and a war criminal in Tel Aviv, but they're responsible for the policy choices, and that's key. And we've looked at a member of Labour Employer Economic Forum, which is the government, unions and employers, that's meeting next Friday. We'll be putting a range of immediate policy options that we think it's imperative the government take, because I think the cost of living crisis, that needs to be done. But he's saying that it's not what the protesters are doing is wrong, and it's being policed differently to the way unions are being protests are being policed. That's the union leader, the head of the ICTU, saying what's being done.
I 100% agree with him, and he's probably is correct in that sense. But as I highlighted earlier, and as Michael has said, the IHRU are only representative of probably just under 50% of the Irish Hauliers Association. So the rest of
what percentage of people are represented by the groups who are out there this morning in the different blockades? How much of a percentage of the people of Ireland are they representing?
They're representing themselves, Gerry, and I absolutely accept that. But I understand that this is a culmination and an escalation to a point that has been building for quite a while. These are not just people who are impacted in their everyday lives as their workers. These are people who have homes, who probably, if they've had tracker mortgages, have seen massive increases in their traffic, in their mortgage interest rates of the last number of years that haven't come back down to the pre-inflationary rate increases level. They have seen more than 25% increase in the food costs in which they bring into their home. They have seen up to 30% increase at minimum in some of their energy costs in the last number of years. They are absolutely pinned to the collar like every single household in this country. That is the reality of it, Gerry. There are differences. I'm going into work getting paid. I'm not dependent on filling my tank of fuel to do my job. I have to get there, yes, but I'm not dependent on it to do my job. I can go in and get my pay. But these people, their job is dependent on how much it is to operate their truck or their tractor or any other machinery that they use. And the fact remains, they are absolutely...
Let me ask you what I asked the others that I've had on the programme this morning, political representatives of different colours and different hues. If the government were to agree to meet whatever number of people that are representing whatever groups or individuals are on these protests, would you not be worried that this sets a dangerous precedent? That blocking off fuel and holding the country to ransom, or as Micheál Martin said, holding a gun to the government's head would work for future protesters?
No, I don't, Gerry, because I think the
government... You're not worried about that?
Well, no, of course, naturally, I am worried. But what I am saying is what I anticipate with this is that the government are going... They have deliberately tried to wait it out, and it has unfortunately failed significantly. They have escalated a crisis to a point where, like you said, and you sent on pictures and you've seen them, there is no petrol or diesel to be had at petrol pumps and stations. The government are solely responsible for this. If this sets a precedent, they are wholly accountable for it. They have gone into hiding. They have failed to do what they are supposed to do.
They should be doing.
Manage a situation. Okay. And they have essentially failed the people significantly in this. And if that does happen in a precedent, is that, Gerry, they have nobody to blame but themselves.
Okay. All right, Deirdre Ferris, there's Sinn Féin with her view on the situation. If you have a view on it, get in touch. For more on what's happening out there in terms of petrol forecourts, we have Radio Kerry's Amber Galway. She's in Tralee. Amber, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry.
Where are you now?
We are parked across from O'Connor's, Joe O'Connor's Circle K here in Tralee, and we have been at Kelleher's already this morning as well. And obviously, as we reported earlier, Kelleher's is out at the moment. They have signs up on their pumps, and a lot of people drove into the pumps this morning while we were there. I saw the signs and drove off again. A few people were asking what was going on, and they were being filled in while we were there. A sense of panic and worry among some people was kind of what they were telling me. They were slow to go on the record, but just chatting away, they were saying that they were a bit worried about the whole situation and what was happening. As I say, we're outside Circle K O'Connor's in Tralee now as well, and there have been queues since the last half an hour, if not longer, I suppose, in terms of how long we've been here. Queues constant people coming in, filling up, trying to get their tanks full, I suppose, just out of a bit of fear that fuel might run out and that they might not have fuel in their cars.
Yeah, and we're seeing reports. I'm seeing one update online from Adams of Glynn, Mays Adam Glynn. They're putting a 25 litre limit per customer only because of the limit the amount of fuel as things stand at the moment. There's only one petrol station now open, Listowel, I'm hearing as well, as I suppose things start to bite and people start to fill up. So long queues there in O'Connor's, and it's a constant line, Amber, I'd imagine, as people continue to drive in and try and fill up their petrol.
Yeah, it certainly is, and they have people here helping customers as they come in filling up their tanks as well, just to keep people moving and trying to keep the traffic flow going as well. But as it stands at the moment, all the pumps are reduced at the moment, and there's a queue out onto the road as well. Cars are pulled in on the road just outside O'Connor's, queuing up, waiting for their turn to get to the pumps. And most people, from what I'm hearing, are filling right up. You know, they're asking those helping them to fill the tanks as much as they can.
Yeah, I'd imagine they are. Okay, Amber, thanks for filling us in on that. That's Amber Galway out there in Tralee, looking at the queues forming in petrol stations. That's one of the petrol stations that has fuel this morning. If you have a view on that, if you have your own story from your own situation, get in touch with us on the programme this morning. We want to hear from you. We're continuing to keep an eye on the developments with regards to the fuel protests this morning. There are protests in the Rosslare Harbour area causing significant delays and disruption to traffic there, including access to and from the port and surrounding roads. As well, the following routes are among those with some cancelled services. This is the Bus Éireann routes have been cancelled this morning due to the protest. The Cork to Galway, Charleville to Limerick, Ennis to Galway are all cancelled. There'll be an update from Bus Éireann on further cancellations there, because there's also go slows and there's elements of things delaying things on the road as well. And several parts of Dublin city centre closed down too. With me on the line to talk a bit more about this now and the government's response with is Minister for State, Department for Agriculture and Kerry TD, Michael Healy-Way. Minister, good morning to you. What's your view on the unfolding nature of this situation and where we stand now with regards to these protests?
Okay, well, you see, where we stand now is completely different to where we stood yesterday, Jerry. First of all, the people that are protesting, my own personal opinion is these are all workers. These are very sincere people. They're the engine that drives this country. And they're the delivery people, they're people involved in transport, they're farmers, they're contractors, they're the people that will want to cut silage in a couple of weeks' time. And they have genuine and real concerns. But there is one thing that I don't agree with. I have people who have pig farms and who need grain, they need ration, and that has been held up in fines yesterday. That's wrong. We have petrol stations around Kerry now today that were to get deliveries from Whitegate. I got a message at 36 minutes past 2 last night confirming to me that Whitegate, the lorries, that's the time they load between sort of 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning. They weren't allowed to go in there and load. That's totally wrong. I mean, we need to keep our ambulances, our fire engine, our Gardaí, our essential workers. Everybody needs to go to work, and I only listed the essential workers. You actually have petrol stations now in Kerry today that won't have fuel. So I've no problem in the world with protest. And you know that I don't, Jerry. And like I say, these are sound, solid, sincere, working people. But to stop fuel of coming out of the refinery in Whitegate in Cork, to stop grain of coming to our farms and our pig farms in particular, because whatever it is, you can't put a pig out to grass, you know. And like we of course these people have concerns, but you can't block or hold a country to ransom. I fully was supportive of the package, and of course I wanted there to be more of a package for the agri-diesel, because the agri-diesel, to be honest with you, has disproportionately risen in price versus everything else. Yeah. And the price of agri-diesel now, it's crippling for our contractors. And yes, the government has to do more, absolutely. But you cannot block our ports or stop fuel. I mean, our big dread all along was that we wouldn't have fuel coming into the country. We have plenty of fuel coming into the country now, but we can't distribute it. And that's wrong, Jerry.
What do you think needs to be done? Do you support the army being brought in to move the blockades of fines, Whitegate and Galway?
The first thing that I'm a great believer in, I believe in democracy, I believe in talking, and there are people protesting that have said they want to talk. They want to talk to governments or representatives of government, and I think that that should happen, because it's not good enough. I give the analogy, people say, well, we'll talk to this organisation and not another organisation. I'll put it to you this way. An awful lot of people in Ireland are farming. There might be big farmers, small farmers, or medium-sized farmers. And they mightn't belong to the IFA, they mightn't belong to the ICMSA, but they're still entitled to their opinion. They're still entitled to a voice. And not everybody belongs to an association or a group. But if there are people that have been nominated, for example, to speak, like, it costs absolutely nothing to sit down and talk and listen to people's concerns and tell them what government.
So you think they should? You think they should meet with the four representatives as suggested? That the government should meet with them talk to them.
If there's a broad consensus of opinion that these people, that their names have been given in, and if there's a consensus of opinion by the people that are protesting that these are the people representing this protest. Now, I hear very different things in reports. I hear some people saying, when they're asked what do they want, they say, well, we want A, B, or C. I mean, if these people are nominated, we'll call it, to talk for the group, no problem in the world. Why not meet with them? I can't see any good reason in the world why you shouldn't meet with people.
Martin has said things have gone far beyond the pale in terms of the blockades, and he says a gun can't be put to the government's head. And he asked protesters to reflect on what they're doing and to stand down. He is saying, no, we will not meet because of the way the protesters are behaving.
Well, but you see, the very first thing you asked me, you said, what did I think? No, I think completely different now. I was on Marnie Island yesterday morning and I spoke about this. But at that stage, the protests hadn't started to shut down our ports and our oil distribution. To stop the distribution of oil, could you imagine if there's an older person today, and I know the weather is getting mild, and if they want home heating, I'll deliver to their house. And I know it's expensive enough. But if they want a delivery, and if the oil man says to them, I'm sorry, Mrs. Murphy, I can't take oil. I understand what you're saying about that, Mike.
But my question is, do you support the army being brought in to lift the blockades?
If the army has to get oil distributed around the country to ensure that emergency vehicles will have diesel and petrol and that the people will be able to go to work, you cannot hold a country to ransom.
So and the army needs to go in there and the guards need to go in there and clear the blockades.
Needs to happen. And I don't have any problem with people protesting in other places, in other ways, in other fashions. But you cannot stop an oil lorry of delivering fuel, because you're stopping. There could be pregnant girls that need to be taken to hospitals. Yeah. There could be any types of emergencies. And if you're going to, you cannot do that. You can't hold a country to ransom.
Final point, Michael. I'm under pressure for time. Do you disagree so with the Taoiseach when he says, I cannot meet with these people because of the way they're behaving?
Well, you see, the thing has changed an awful lot since yesterday, because you can't put a gun to anybody's head in any situation. I think that an opportunity was missed yesterday to meet with the groups, the people that have been nominated, but this escalation now and blocking the fuel, that's wrong.
Beyond the pale.
But at the same time, it's never too late to talk, and it doesn't cost anything to talk. We're all politicians. We're there to do a job, and I know I certainly talk to people every opportunity I can, and I continue to fight to ensure that more fairness will apply in this, because in particularly the agri-diesel was completely and absolutely left down in that it's awful expensive, and we're hitting the busy time of the year, and contractors and bus drivers are in an awful way as well, because they can't even claim the VAT back. The people that are carrying our school children, they're really finding it very hard to balance their budget, and they're losing money at present.
More work needs to be done. We're going to leave it there, Minister Michael Healy-Rae. That's Minister Michael Healy-Rae with his view on the situation. If you have a view on what he had to say, get in touch.